Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
We'll turn our page onto Baltimore soon.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
We turn the page on Wednesdays to the next Bears opponent. Another Sunday noon game in a stretch of a bunch of them. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-5. They have a -7 turnover margin, tied with the Jets for worst in the NFL.
The Bears' turnover margin is way better than that.
But Ben Johnson thinks the quarterback EPA is more important as a dictator of who wins and who loses. But that's a whole other story. Look, let's talk about the Ravens' defense here.
Sure.
They have 8 sacks on the year. They have 1 interception on the year. The rookie Mike Green hasn't even played that much, and he's had no effect. This was all before they ended up trading away Odafe Owe, and they lost Tavius Robinson to a foot injury. Here's some more numbers for you. They're 30th in yards allowed. They're dead last in points. This defense has allowed points on 53% of their drives. The second worst. Only the Dolphins are a worse defense.
You wouldn't think that a defense that has Roquan Smith on it, that has Kyle Van Noy on it, that has Kyle Hamilton on it.
Kyle Hamilton, man!
You wouldn't think that a defense with those guys on it would be getting trucked around the field. But that is exactly what's been happening. The Ravens' toughness, the overarching for 2 decades,
yes,
under John Harbaugh.
And Ozzie Newsome.
But the idea that, and Eric DaCosta, the idea that the Ravens would go out here and not have a good defense.
Just get rolled.
For them to be a laughable defense right now is concerning.
Roquan Smith has been hurt. He is back this week. Ben Johnson was asked to scout this Baltimore defense and Roquan Smith.
Listen, it's a good team. The record really doesn't indicate what they're capable of doing. They can put up points in bunches, and this defense is always, since Harbaugh's been there, has always found a way to respond. So even last year when they didn't start off hot, they came back and they finished the season real strong. So excuse me. I know coming off a bye week here, they'll be fresh. They'll be rested. They'll be ripping and roaring, ready to go. Coach Harbaugh, I think this is his 18th year. He's only had 2 losing seasons, so he knows what he's doing. So we got to be on our stuff here this week.
Roquan Smith is basically the player he replaced here. How do you size up Roquan as a problem as your game planning offense?
Yeah, no. I mean, he is fast. I think that's what stands out. He diagnoses quickly. See ball, get ball, sideline to sideline. If our offensive lineman's responsible for him in the running game. We got to be on our horse because he's fast, and then he finds a way to shed. He finds a way to get around blocks and be around the football. So we're going to have to do our best to cover him up. You know, it seems like he's been an all-pro now for, what, 5 years in a row, I think, some outstanding number like that. So he is playing at a super high level. And I know they'll welcome him back on that defense. He's gonna help them out.
Imagine that. Imagine being an all-pro
for 5 years in a row.
Imagine that.
Bears got Jervon Dexter and Noah Sewell with the draft picks they got in exchange. And
Noah Sewell's turned into a bit of a player. Jervon Dexter's been better.
Yeah, he's got a chance. And Tremaine Edmonds, who's been playing very, very well over these past few weeks.
But I think a lot about what Lane Johnson said when they played them. And he's like, in a really honest moment, he's like, yeah, we were calling plays, and he called the plays that we were calling.
Roquan did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I haven't seen that since Luke Kuechly, and it was upsetting.
Yeah, that would be upsetting. These Ravens have surpassed the previous franchise worst totals for points allowed and point margin through six games. They've been awful, but Roquan Smith is back, and he talked about making his return against the Bears and why the Ravens can turn things around.
I'm excited about the matchup for sure. Haven't gotten a chance to play Chicago since I've been here. You know, grateful for all of my time in Chicago. A lot of amazing people over there. Got a tremendous amount of respect. But obviously, it's the team that's on the schedule, and every team on the schedule has to get dealt with accordingly. You have to be the best version of yourself week in and week out, and it happened to be the Bears. So obviously, I have probably a lot of friends and family and stuff that'll be in, but it's about me doing my job to the best of my ability and showing the world exactly who I am. Each and every guy that's in this locker room, at least to the degree that I know them, and I feel like that degree is deep enough to know the mindset and how optimistic each and every guys are in this locker room. I feel like we're all internal optimists, and when you think about it from like that perspective, it's like we know exactly what we have to do, and it's about going out and doing it. And like I've reiterated to the guys throughout the week and at the back end of last week, it's about locking your jaw and having that mindset of like, hey, it's going to go down by any means, and you got to be there and be willing to put your face in the fan every given play. And all that takes is you doing your job to the best of your ability, 100 miles an hour, and when you do that, great things are happening. We'll love the results. So that's what it's all about.
Man, I could not be a football player. I don't want to put my face in the fan even once.
You
got
to be there and be willing to put your face in the fan.
No, thank you.
And he said you got to have a locked jaw.
Yeah. So, look, but with him back and with the Ravens' DNA, I'm expecting them to show up and play a hell of a lot stronger on defense. Offensively for the Ravens, 22nd in yards, middle of the pack in scoring. It's obviously, when it's been Cooper Rush, it's been a real problem. They just lost 17-3 to the Rams a couple weeks ago before the bye. In that game, though, Derrick Henry gained 122 yards on 24 carries. The four games prior to that, he only had 148 total over those four games. So they'd gotten away from that, and because that's what you think of them as, you know, one of the greatest running backs of all time, and a defense, and Lamar. Probably Lamar Smith. Back this week, we will see.
Ravens, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, excuse me. But we will see if the Ravens of old show up even a little.
Another thing to keep in mind for this game, especially considering what the Bears have been doing defensively, Derrick Henry's had a little problem with fumbling this year.
Yes, he has.
And you wouldn't think that a guy that walks in the room and is usually the biggest dude in the room is having that problem. But he is. So if he's carrying it like a loaf of bread, peanut punch it and give yourself an opportunity for an extra offensive possession. That's my coaching tip to the Bears this week.
They're the worst turnover differential, and you're among the best turnover differential. So go ahead and run with that. We'll talk plenty more about the matchup, but the page has been turned. Ben, we did it. You told us to do it, and we finally did it.
Now, why don't we take a look at the North? The Packers in first place in the NFC North. They're at the Steelers. And it was funny. SportsCenter today did a whole thing where they were making movies
on
with
location.
The matchups this weekend. And the one for Packers-Steelers was Face Off with Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. face. Oh.
Wow. Well, that's the thing. Packers got that win against the Cardinals, but now they get the drama of being in Pittsburgh and Rodgers and Love facing each other.
So Matt LaFleur, he's not here for any of the Rodgers revenge narrative.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. Granted, I mean, we've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here, he's a Hall of Famer. And I know, like, our past together, we had a lot of great moments. But this game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday night football. Our guys will be jacked up. Their guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's for you guys to talk about all those other storylines. I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but I think that's just, it's for you guys. I'm going to talk about how we, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment. And try to play our best, because we haven't put our best yet to date. So we've got a lot of work to do.
You know, this conversation would have happened a lot sooner had I not won, you know, back-to-back COVID MVPs.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think that Matt LaFleur, first of all, cramming up your cram hole, LaFleur.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Secondly, I think he's right as far as his locker room and how his locker room feels. He is so far from right as it pertains to the people of Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers still, when dogging the Bears this offseason, referred to himself as a we.
Yeah, he threw a we around there like he's got that forever.
And I get it, as you should with a whole bunch of MVPs that you win for a team.
The COVID ones.
But like the idea that this doesn't have some significance.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't maybe matter as much as far as the standings go, but you know that guy is too much of a narcissist for it to not matter to him.
For sure. I'll be fascinated. I mean, we talked a little bit about Spencer Rattler and Caleb Williams being up in their egos a little bit as they faced off against each other. You know, we'll see if Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers fall prey to that. Detroit has had a crazy schedule, man. Like, they had to go to Baltimore and won that one on a Monday night. They had to go to Cincinnati and they won that one a few weeks back. They had to go to Kansas City and they lost that one. They host Tampa Bay. I mean, this is what happens when you are the best team in the NFL last year and you got that schedule. They have beaten Tampa Bay and now they're on a bye. And Dan Campbell says they're going to separate themselves after the upcoming bye week.
We're 5-2 at the bye. And when we come back, man, we got to continue to improve. We got to evolve and improve. And we're in a race to improve, quite frankly, with everybody else, particularly those in our division. You know, there's a lot of good teams right now that are sitting kind of where we're at. But I love it because that's where November shakes everything out. That's where you begin to get the big separation, you know, and you'll begin to see it. Some will start dropping and some will continue to move up. And so, you know, this is where you can really set yourself up. December is with November. Because I think sometimes what happens, man, it's a long season. And, man, if you don't continue to get better, you stay the same, you know, you get passed up by some of these other teams. Or, man, you get a little tired, you get a little fatigued, the players, the coaches, and then it costs you a loss here or there. And you just, man, you got to stay in it. You got to stay urgent. You got to stay focused on the details. You got to continue to put in the work. And you just can't brush anything off. You can't just throw it off to the side and say, we'll be okay. You got to look at everything. You got to clean up and correct everything, even after wins.
Doesn't get a lot easier for the Lions. After the bye, they get the Vikings at home, but then they go to Washington and they go to Philadelphia.
I'm not convinced Washington is good.
Well, that's interesting.
And the Jaden Daniels thing, the thing that was on the scouting report, like, I think that he has played almost perfectly to his scouting report. But what was the negative? Kind of a slight build. Probably will get hurt a lot. And That's what's happened. He's missing a lot of games, and they're not good when he misses games.
We'll have a chance to talk about that more, maybe even tomorrow. But we got one more team in the North. Mark Grody coming on in a little bit to give you everything from Alice Hall today.
The Vikings are playing on Thursday night against the Chargers. They made their choice, and Carson Wentz is their quarterback. On Thursday, here's what Kevin O'Connell says are the keys to a quick turnaround.
A lot of it is, you know, the resources we have both. I mean, we had guys immediately from the time I broke down the team starting to do something at the – we're blessed to have the facilities we do at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then yesterday was about getting them in, trying to flush out whatever we could with some movement, a lift, massages. I think every player on our team, you know, either got one or had one available to them here in-house. And then we were able to kind of, you know, meet mentally, kind of absorb what we needed to improve from the game, and then get ready to start moving. And you know, you're not flushing it from a standpoint of forgetting what happened on Sunday, but at the same time, you've got to move forward and prepare for a really good team, while knowing there's some things that we, you know, we could have easily, you know, in our control, done better in the football game on Sunday against a good team to have a chance to win. I don't think anybody on our team, you know, staff or player, didn't leave U.S. Bank Stadium knowing that there's a lot to build off of, and, you know, in a game that did not go our way, results did not go our way. But if you look at it from a standpoint of a lot of the positive things that were done and then the correctable things that were clearly on the tape and things for both players and coaches, we're encouraged. And that's what sometimes a short week can give you, is a chance to take some of that and put it into action.
I'll tell you what, man. When we thought about this division in preseason, we knew that somebody was going to have to take a step back for the Bears to have a shot to be that third playoff team behind Detroit and Green Bay. It's happening in Minnesota. The fact that their quarterback situation is as murky and poorly played as it is right now at this point of the team, it is on the table that the Bears could do that 10-7 thing and be that third playoff team from this division.
It's possible. Big game for them this week in that regard. So why don't we get to it? We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mark Grody has got his Bears hit. Two words. Two words.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot to get into. Next.
Go ahead.
I wonder if everybody got massages for the Bears yesterday. Every Vikings player got a massage? How many massage therapists got on staff?
Usually roll in like 6 or 7 of them and have them work a couple hours after practice.
Got 53 people.
Oh, you don't need 53. Like, you, some guys don't want it. Some guys will do their own thing.
So you got 6, 53 divided. That's what somebody's doing, 8 or 9.
Yeah,
this is what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man.
All right,
make that money.
Yeah.
We'll talk with Mark Grody in a Bears hit. Two words. Next here on the Score. There I go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, Mark Grody. It's time for a Bears hit. Two words. But I'm holding up three fingers. It's fine. Grody joins us now from Hallis Hall. Groats, what do we need to know?
Hello to the United Center from Hallis Hall. Here are some things you need to know right off the bat, Lawrence and Matt. Not practicing today. Tyreek Stevenson did not practice because of the shoulder injury which he suffered. Cole Kmet was nowhere to be seen on the cold practice field today because of a back injury for which he exited the most recent game. DJ Moore, we know he played through the groin injury, but he still has a hip injury that he's been dealing with, so he did not practice. DeAndre Swift of the groin injury, no practice today. And Roschon Johnson pops up on the injury report with a back injury. Best guess is a couple of these probably precautionary, and I would say that even in the cold, why take a chance with guys like DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift? But we still have to wait to learn more about those guys. Limited participation today. Grady Jarrett, he's getting close, man. We'll hear from Grady a little bit later on. Braxton Jones, limited today because of a knee. Cairo Santos, we know he's got the right thigh injury, limited in practice. Nashawn Wright has a hip injury. He is limited as well, and we know that the secondary is a little bit bare right now. Full participant is Austin Booker. I'll have a little something on Booker at the end of this report. But front and center today, guys, it's a Caleb Williams day, and we know how hard he was on himself, extraordinarily hard on himself after the win the other day. And, you know, kind of lamenting the fact that everybody else seems to be playing well, other phases of the game. And his attitude was, if I could just get my stuff together or get the offense in general really rolling, this could be devastating, using his words. So he was asked the question, how close is the passing game to getting it in a pure rhythm?
Extremely close. I think go back and, you know, you don't throw the pick and you complete two or three of those on the runs, and the you know, efficiency wise is, you know, up there with 70%. So it comes down to super small things, and it comes down to, you know, three completions, and starts with me. And then it, you know, it boils down to, you know, me being able to give the wide receivers a good ball, them, you know, them catching it, and you know, creating space for themselves and things like that. So it's a collective thing, but it starts with me, and we've been, you know, getting better with, you know, on the run, efficiency, and then passing wise, and then, you know, in the pocket, we've, you know, we've been, you know, pretty solid. And so we can, you know, we start hitting on those on the runs. You know, it opens up the offense, because those second plays become big explosive plays after a defense called maybe the perfect defense, or, you know, maybe we, you know, something happened with the up front or anything, and we start hitting on those and big plays start happening. You know, it looks a lot better than it did last week.
Man, it's funny because I feel like Troy Aikman said something very similar to what Caleb Williams said there about giving the wide receivers a good ball and
for sure
allowing them to have space after they catch it to run.
Yeah, you know what concerned me in there is, like, I think been pretty solid from the pocket. It's like it's again focusing so much on the run stuff because that's your specialness. Like, he could be more accurate from inside the pocket, Mark, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just something that has been kind of surprising about Caleb Williams, even, you know, going back to last year and then this year. It's like, where is the accuracy? Where is the deep ball accuracy, which I've been asking since training camp? And I do think it's interesting to hear him allude to that second read as well, you know, that you know, the first play may be perfectly defended, as he said. So you could hear what the coaches are saying to him in that answer. Lawrence picked up on it very quickly with allowing space for those receivers to do their work. And hey, if the first read doesn't work, man, maybe the second read is the one to go to. So yeah, I thought that was all very interesting. You heard him mention, guys, the interception, and I think it was Layla that brought this up the other day. I thought it was really interesting that she had surmised that maybe the interception that he threw in the last game may have affected his day, that maybe it got in his head, because this is not a guy that throws a lot of interceptions. So
he's very risk-averse, too. So getting that negative feedback from doing something that kind of goes against his nature, you wonder if it made him spiral.
Exactly. So I asked him about interceptions.
You don't throw a lot of picks. Yeah. Does that affect you?
Throwing picks?
In the moment of the game, like, is it harder for you to get over that?
No, it bothers me more when I miss a pass rather than throwing a pick, weirdly enough, because it's, you know, it's something wide open, or I didn't give the receiver, you know, a good enough ball or anything like that. That bothers me more than throwing a pick. You know, those moments happen where you throw a pick, and, you know, we got the defense, special teams, you know, to be able to help in those moments. And from there, when we get back on the field, it's time to roll.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe him. Frankly, I don't know.
Especially because, and I agree with you, because of him, you could just hear the coaches saying that to him. Dude, don't worry about it. The defense got your back. Special teams has your back. Like, it's almost like he's talking himself into it, Speaks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like Lawrence said, he's risk-averse, and he needs to be more aggressive in terms of putting the ball out there for 50-50s, and sometimes bad things will happen and everything like that. So, yeah, but, you know, look, this is what you get with a young quarterback. He's trying to give you –
figure it out.
Yeah, and he's trying to give you what the coaches are telling him to believe, whether he believes it yet or not.
I'd like for him to believe it.
Me too, but it's the process. It's the process. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, a guy like that, we know he wasn't risk-averse at college. I mean, and that all comes back to – flinging the ball on the run and all of that stuff, but I think everybody wants to see the full package. And then the other thing, guys.
Hold on one second, Rod. I just want to let the listeners know, at top of the hour, we're going to have a lot more time to talk about Caleb. We'll play some of the Tim Jenkins.
And Tim spoke to exactly this. And it was off of Layla's question. So, as per usual, Grody is on top.
Grody's on top of it, and we can tie the room together a little bit at the top of the hour as you now move on to some other stuff.
I love when you tie the room together, Spiegel. I do. The area carpet, right? Isn't that the thing?
That's exactly right. Come on, man. I hate the Eagles, man.
That's a fun movie.
It really is.
One of my favorites.
We've been talking about this since last year as well, and that is Caleb hitting his layups, doing the easy passes, running the ball when he sees space instead of trying to do something special. And I understand, like, we talked about how that's got to be complicated for him, but he talked about, is he getting better at hitting those layups?
I think I've done a lot better than I've done coming from college or in college to, you know, last year, and I think that's been, you know, a constant thing in my mind, is that I want to be able to keep this offense on the field so that, you know, we can keep marching down the field and, you know, getting these first downs. And like I've said, you know, this whole season, we get our first down, you know, we start rolling and, you know, the shots start coming, the trick plays or the runs, and now we're creasing keepers and, you know, all these different things. So it's just being able to get that first down. And I think a big part of that is just being able to keep the team on the field. And I think a lot of it has been, you know, sometimes the team drops out in that first down and it's like, okay, here we go, check down, and or you know, the quick passes and just getting the ball in those guys' hands.
Yeah, or scramble. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead and get yourself some yards. Did that come up at all today, Groats, the decisions about when to scramble and when not to?
I mean, he alluded to it some. I don't think there was a pointed question about that specifically today. But I'm positive that the coaching staff is, you know, drilling that into him and saying it's okay. Because, you know, like I've said to you guys before, he's got to be conflicted at times because they want him to be a pocket passer. They want him to get the ball in the hands of his weapons. They want him to fling the ball down. You have to have a downfield passing game. And this is just not natural necessarily to Caleb Williams to settle or to run. And he wants to be known as a throwing quarterback.
Groats, I think it's interesting, and you pointed it out at the beginning of this in the Caleb tape, but what's it been like to cover the Bears today when they're coming off a win, but the quarterback didn't play well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's they were just as jovial, I think, today as they have been over the last 3 weeks or so, because obviously they've been winning. But Caleb is kind of the one who started that narrative that it's, hey, everybody else is playing well but me. And he's like, I'm going to get this right. I promise you I'm going to get this right. And when I do, it's going to be devastating. But it's interesting to hear a quarterback here say that, because we all know the issues of the quarterbacks through the years. And we all know that the last piece to come around for all these Bears teams has been the quarterback. But I don't know that I've ever heard a Bears quarterback say, you know, if I could get my stuff right, this is going to be a really good team.
Well, it is the nature of where they are, and it is survivable as long as he gets there.
Yep. So Groats, Bears fans have taken notice of how well Tyler Warren has done.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, sorry. I mean, fans, my bad.
And Speaks.
Oh, big time.
Has taken notice of how well Tyler Warren has done for the Indianapolis Colts. Why aren't we seeing production from Colston Loveland yet?
Yeah, 8 catches, 78 yards, does not have a touchdown. He does have a 31-yard play to his name so far. But it becomes really interesting, Lawrence, because of that back injury with Colston Loveland. And he was asked today, Ben Johnson was, why so little Colston? And is he ready for more?
Yeah, no, listen, Colston's coming along nicely. I think he showed up in a very positive manner in the running game. And then the routes that we are asking him to run, I think he's doing a really nice job of it. And so we're going to continue to push that envelope. You know, I looked down at that stat sheet last week, and you know, when you complete less than 20 of your balls, you're gonna be disappointed in a number of different areas. You know, I want to get Rome the ball more. I want to get DJ the ball more. Luther deserves more. OZ deserves. We've got all these mouths we have to feed, and so in order to make sure that they're all getting touches, we just got to find completions. And so I'm pleased with how Colson's playing, and I know that the production, call it 6 games into it, isn't what any of us maybe had looked for from a number perspective, but he's impacting games in a very positive fashion for us, and he's a reason why our offense is going to continue to get better.
Is he in a position, Ben, to, if you have to put more on his plate because of Komet, is he in a position to kind of add on to what he already knows, or do you want to kind of...
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, since he's entered the building, for a rookie, he's one of the more professional guys I've ever been around. Yeah, mentally, he can handle all of it. And then physically, I think he continues to grow.
Look, 8 catches for 70-some yards. Tyler Warren is third among tight ends with 33 catches and number one among tight ends with 439 yards. But the situations are vastly different. I don't think that Colston Loveland himself has been underwhelming. I think the offense's ability to utilize him in the mix has been underwhelming.
And he hasn't been 100% healthy either. I think that's been – I honestly think that's the biggest problem. And then there were some issues, I thought, with his route running in the first couple of games – that he played, that he wasn't quite on time and in sync with Caleb Williams. But those are things that you expect to happen with a young player, unless his name is Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And I mean, by the way, you know who's first in receiving yards in all the NFL?
Tyler Warren.
Jackson Smith and Jigba by almost 200 yards.
Yeah, and that's the idea is there. The fun thing in social media has been, look at what's happened to receivers once they've gotten away from Shane Waldron.
So the post-Shane Waldron
experience. So you have Jackson Smith and Jigba. You have Roma Dunze off to a great start now that he's away from Shane Waldron. And then you look at the Jacksonville offense and you go,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they've got one of the best young receivers in the game, and they gave him to Shane Waldron.
Oh!
It's a bad thing. All right, we need to take a break, Groats, because you have more stuff. And the balloon guy is here. I love the balloon guy. Make me a bicycle clown. We'll be back after this from the United Center here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on The Score.
That's right. We are on the good list, and Potsy's back on the beat, too.
Yeah, man. So, it's really cool to see Potsy back and writing.
Yeah, you need that. Even if it's just a couple days a week, it's all good.
Yeah, and he is writing at markpotash.net.
Yeah. That's why we're on the good list. Hey, Groats, you're on the bad list. But you're on the good list with us when it comes to our Bears hit. What else do we need to know?
I appreciate that. That's the most important part to me. The red zone offense for the Bears. Now, the Bears have been scoring in the red zone. They've been scoring field goals, and we all love Jake Moody madness, but you know what? Ben Johnson loves it when the Bears put six on the board, and so he talked about the Bears' red zone offense.
Yeah, I think the passing game, I think we can do a better job throughout the week just making sure we all see it the same. You know, normally that stuff goes in at the end of the week, and so you only get one rep of it, and it's a little bit newer, particularly some of those designer concepts, and so there's been a few of those where the defense hasn't given us the coverage we wanted, or we just simply haven't done a good job progressing to the next fast enough. And so that's something that Caleb's learning, and I think he'll be better there. And as always, we need to be efficient running the ball down there. I think it usually starts with that.
Yeah, I love this opportunity to be honest about what the quarterback is working on. They're 4-for-13 in the red zone, and he just said we all need to see it the same. And then he said, we need to be faster moving on to the next, and Caleb will get better at that. He's not great at going through his progressions yet the way that Ben wants him to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more complex schemes that he's dealing with at this level as it relative to college, relative to even last year. So I like that. There he is, Ben Johnson, again, just being honest that the passing game is first and foremost when it comes to getting the six in the end zone.
Are the Bears worried that Lamar's practicing?
Well, it's interesting. I think the opinions were varied. I spoke to Jaquan Brisker with some other reporters, and I was trying to get him going about Lamar Jackson.
Where does Lamar rank in your top five quarterback? You got to have a top five by now. Where does he rank?
In football right now?
Yeah, football right now. Like, give me your top five if you got him, or three.
I would say he's definitely top two. Obviously, he was the MVP the last couple of years, and you know, not coming up, but when I was in college, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks. So I'm not going to name my top five. Chad, give me on that.
So what is it about him that made him one of your favorites?
What he did at Louisville. Obviously, what he's been doing in the league. He's been consistent passing, running, and you know, obviously, when he has the ball in his hands, he's special. So, you know, I'll say that.
Jaquan's a proud man. He's a proud, proud man. He doesn't want to give any sense of advantage to the opposition.
Yeah, but he did say he's his favorite, so I dig that. Like, that's fine. You show respect to a guy that's done a lot in the league, and he's very dangerous if he's healthy. By the way, this Sunday, join the Score and Circus Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. We just saw Ha, we didn't see Mully. But you can see Mully. He's going to be at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee on Sunday with our pregame show from 9 until noon. Then immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way that it should be. All right, what else we need to know? Is Grady Jarrett on the team still, or is that a thing? Or?
Well, I asked him when we started to speak to Grady, because he was out there today. He was out in practice. He was limited in his, and I said, "Are you going to get out there, man? Are you going to be playing this week?" And he's like, he gave his stock answers, like, "Hey, man, if they let me get out there, I'm going to be out there." He said, "But I'll be ready. I promise you, I'll be ready." It feels like he is very close to being out there. I can't guarantee you that he will be, but every once in a while, guys, you ask a question that you know, might be dumb, and that's maybe what I did with Grady Jarrett today. Here we go.
This might be a dumb question, but would you prefer that Lamar Jackson not play, or do you like the challenge of going up against him?
I mean, you said it before I said it.
Dumb question, huh?
Anything else, yo?
Fair enough.
I will say, Kevin Byard, who is with another pile of reporters in the corner, could overhear him saying he wants Lamar Jackson to play because he wants the challenge. He wants the challenge.
He wants to beat the best.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
I do love that. Man, so how was the vibe in the locker room in general? There's, you know, you win a game, as Lawrence has said, like, it's when the quarterback didn't play very well. And all those injuries in the secondary, that stuff concerns me. Was Tyreek around even though he did not practice today?
Yeah, that's a great question, Speaks. I did not see Tyreek Stevenson in the locker room today, which did surprise or worry me a little bit more. You know, you see, Nashawn Wright in there, who's dealing. He was in the locker room. Obviously, he's dealing with his own hip injury. Josh Blackwell, stand by. He's in there, obviously, and he could play a part in the slot or maybe outside. Kyler Gordon could end up on the outside if Tyreek Stevenson doesn't play for a full game. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that have to be sorted out with the Bears secondary as the week goes on and the injury reports continue to come out.
All right. Well, we hear that there's a new challenge that the Wiener Circle is throwing at people.
Yeah, and it is centering on this time Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, and I know that this is and continues to be the pregnant pause show, so get your stopwatches ready here for this question I had for Caleb Williams during the press conference.
Caleb, according to the official count of the Wiener Circle, if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during or after any Chicago Bears victory this year, it's once again free hot dogs for the city. Will you encourage him to do that?
I don't know if I'm going to encourage him to take his shirt off, but if he does it, he loves Chicago, and I think he's been enjoying Chicago, so he may or may not do it. So we'll see. But I'm not going to encourage the guy to take off his shirt and for some hot dogs. But yeah,
Ben's going to kick my ass when we watch film, and I don't want to say anything.
You think that's what it is?
I'm thoroughly putting my own perspective on it.
Seven and a half months pregnant.
Seven? Is that how pregnant that pause was? Wow, that's
pretty pregnant.
That is pretty damn pregnant.
That was so pregnant, it was fraternal twins,
Who do look alike or do not look alike?
I got to say, one of my best friends in life, he is fraternal twins. And look, one comes out, the other one comes out like 3 seconds later. So... yeah, and they don't look alike at all, by the way, just to your defense.
That's the part that I couldn't quite understand with Big Ant. Does he think that the babies are born simultaneously? Like
they're born at the same time.
Because, they're not. So one has to come out before the other.
Yeah, right. They don't just come out side by side.
Yeah.
That's a painful proposition.
It's not a thing that happens.
No, it is not.
He's very passionate about it, though. Very passionate. Yeah.
Very, very newsy and fun from Mark Grody. You got nuggets, or did we hit them all, you think?
I got a couple of things. Yeah, it was an interesting day out here. I had a little fun today in the locker room. But I actually, because of the injuries to now Roschon and DeAndre Swift, I pulled up by Britton Brown's locker today, and I just said, hey, man, I said, are you ready? And he was so enthusiastic. He said, oh, yeah, the coaches, they've been telling me. He said, be ready, man. You got to be ready. And then he said to me, he's looking at me right in the eyes. He's like, I'm going to be putting some numbers up. That's what he said.
Ooh, okay.
And he was like, and I couldn't remember because he had like a big game in this final preseason game, and I couldn't remember the exact numbers, thick 36 yards, something or other. And he's like, come on, man. He's like, you got to have that. He's like, you got to have that ready. You got to have that ready to go. So he is very excited, quite the personality. I think I'm just attracted to personalities. Austin Booker, too. Everybody's like, what about Booker? Is Booker going to play? Are they going to activate him? And so I asked Booker. I was like, forget thanks. What about Booker? And Booker said, he was smiling. He goes, maybe, maybe not. And then he said, it's confidential, baby. I was like, okay. So that's what I got for you.
Groats, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much.
Lawrence, what were you just taking pictures of?
You saw that on the Zoom. I've lost Lawrence Holmes' attention because Balloon Man is doing his thing.
That's what I'm
Balloon
talking
Man,
about.
He just made a bull at a hat. He's giving Lawrence the two thumbs up.
He's got the bull horns.
Oh, dude, Lawrence is.
If he makes me one, I'll wear it.
Oh, if you make him a bicycle, he will. He's wanted that forever.
Make me a bicycle.
That's perfect.
Wow. Yeah. We should start off the show every night.
I know.
Shout
I know.
Out to the old Lawrence Holmes Evening Show.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of fun.
So, yeah, I've lost it. Thanks, Groats.
Bye, try guys.
To carry on.
I'll give me a helmet.
Y'all, make me a bicycle clown.
Damn right, Tanny. That's right.
You clowns better entertain me on my long drive home from Bears headquarters. Goodbye.
We got you, buddy. We got you.
Bears.
See
you. All right. That is Mark Grody. When we come back, so you know how we were listening in to Caleb and he was talking about some of the things that he has some issues with?
Yeah.
The conversation this afternoon between Layla and Marshall and Tim Jenkins, I want to clue you in on.
Okay.
Because it was kind of like going one way. And then when they got to some of these questions, it kind of went another way. And I feel like we should dissect it.
Excellent. Excellent. We're also going to augment it with another piece from Ben Johnson today about Caleb running or not.
Yes.
So I think that'll fit right into what we're talking about.
That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.